We're in Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Hakol ne'emanim lehi'ida chutz me'chamosa ubas chamosa v'tzarasa v'yevimta ubas ba'ala. The Mishnah over here is telling us a chiddush that everybody is able to be to testify about this woman that her husband died and permit her to go get remarried. Even, as we saw earlier, herself, and even one witness. And over here we see, even if that one witness is a woman, that woman would also allow her to go get remarried. There's only five exceptions to this rule, and that is what this Mishnah is laying out for us, that there are five women who are women who we hold hate this woman. And therefore, because we are afraid that they hate this woman, therefore they will try to bring her ruin about and destroy her family, and so we are worried that they'll be lying. That's what the Mishnah says over here, that everyone is believed to testify about this woman to allow her to get remarried that her husband died, except for five women. And these are the five women: her mother-in-law, the daughter of her mother-in-law, her co-wife, her Yavama, which means her brother-in-law's wife, and the daughter of her husband. The bartender over here gives a little bit of a reason as to why these women might hate her. He says over here that her mother-in-law says in her heart that this woman is eating all of my work. The daughter of the mother-in-law says that this woman is going to inherit all the work of my father and mother. And her Yavama, again, which is the wife of her brother-in-law, is afraid that maybe in the end she will end up her co-wife. And the daughter of her husband says that this woman came along and took the place of my mother and is eating up all of her work, my mother's work. So since all these women, we're afraid, don't like this woman and in fact hate her, so we are worried that they'll come along and testify that the husband is dead, even though he's not. This woman will go get remarried and then become usher to her husband and ruin the family. So because of that worry, we will not accept their testimony. Continues the Mishnah, Ma bein get lemisa shehachsav mochiach. Asks the Mishnah, what's the difference between a get and the testimony about the death of the husband? We know by a get that any of these five women are allowed to bring the get to that will divorce this woman. Why? Why aren't we worried that they are lying or cheating? Answers the Mishnah and says that the writing of the get itself is the proof. So we're relying on the actual written document of the get, and we're not relying on these women. Even though these women do have to say, Bafanai Nechtav, Bafanai Nechtam, even though they have to say that it was written before me and it was signed before me, and that testimony is crucial to making this get kosher, still we're relying on the actual written document of the get, whereas by the testimony about this woman's husband being dead, we're relying only on oral testimony. That's why these five women are not believed by testifying about the death of the husband, but they are believed to bring the get and say that it's kosher and that it was written and signed before them. Continues the Mishnah, now talking about different combinations of people who would come in and say contradictory things about the death of the husband. Eid Omer Meis Venises. If one witness comes in and says that the husband died and this woman goes out to get remarried, the Bartanur adds over here, it doesn't have to mean that she actually got remarried, but she got a heter to go get remarried. She got permission to go get remarried, that's enough. Now another witness comes and says the husband did not die, so we do not believe the second witness more than the first. Since the woman already has her heter, we leave her with her heter to get remarried, and she doesn't have to get divorced if she was already married. Eid Omer Meis, Vishnaim Omrim Lo Meis, Afal Pisha Nises, Teitze. One witness comes and says that the husband died, and then later to say that he didn't die. So even though she already went and got married, she's going to have to get divorced because the two witnesses outweigh the one witness. Even if these two witnesses are apostle witnesses. We don't need them to be kosher witnesses, since the first witness also was not a kosher witness in the sense of normal halachas of witnesses. So too, we're only going over here by the majority. So here there's two witnesses against one. So the two win out, again, even if there are apostle witnesses. She continues the Mishnah, Shnayim Omri Meis Ve'Eid Omer Lo Meis. Afal Pi Shalonises Tinase. Two come and say that the husband died, and then one witness comes and says that the husband didn't die. So even if she hadn't gotten married, we'll still let her go get married. So we see over here that again, even if these two witnesses who said the husband died were not kosher witnesses, they were apostle, still they outnumber the one witness, and we let her go get married. So we see this rule of going after the majority and the greater number of witnesses works over here also for leniency and also for stringency. And again, we're talking over here where these two witnesses are apostle witnesses. Mishnah He. Achas omeres meis, v'achas omeres lo meis. Now we're talking about a case where there were two co-wives, and the two co-wives were with the husband, and then they come back with contradictory testimony. One of the co-wives says that the husband died, and one of the co-wives said that he did not die. Zusha omeres meis, tinase v'titok suvasa. V'zusha omeres lo meis, lo tinase v'lo titok suvasa. This woman who said that her husband died, she's allowed to get married and she can collect her ksuva. This woman who said that her husband did not die, so she is not allowed to go get remarried and she does not collect her ksuva. And again, this is because this woman is her co-wife, and therefore she's one of these five women who we do not believe her testimony vis-a-vis the woman, because she's one of the five women who we suspect of hating her. So that's why it's not contradictory in this case. Continues the Mishnah, Achas Omeres Meis, V'Achas Omeres Nerag. One of the co-wives comes and says the husband died, and one of the co-wives comes and says he was murdered. So now they both agree that he's dead, but they don't agree in their story. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hoel Umachishos Zu Es Zu, Hare El Lo Yinasu. Rabbi Meir's opinion is that since these two wives have contradictory testimony, so therefore neither of them can go and get married. And Rabbi Meir argues in this case, but Kol Shekain, all the more so, Rabbi Meir will argue in the first case we had in the Mishnah, when one comes and says that the husband died and one comes and says the husband didn't die. So over there, Rabbi Meir would also argue and say that even the woman who said her husband died cannot get married. And Rabbi Meir is telling us in this case that he disagrees because it's even a bigger chiddush in this case. By Rabbi Meir's case, even though we know from the mouth of both of the women that the husband is dead, but still, since they disagree about the story, that's called a contradiction in their testimony, and neither of them is allowed to go get married, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Hoyel Vizu Modos She'en Kayim Yenasu. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say no. Since they both agree about the actual end result, that the husband is not alive, so they can both go and get married. Eid Omer Meis, Ve'eid Omer Lo Meis. One witness says that the husband died, and one witness says that the husband did not die. Or we could take a case of Isha Omeres Meis, V'Isha Omeres Lo Meis. Or a woman says that he died, or a woman says that he didn't die. Hare Zu Lo Tinase. So then, the woman cannot go and get married, because we don't know who to believe, which one of these witnesses should be better than the other one. The woman here in the end could be a regular woman, and then it would fit according to everybody's opinion. If these two women are the two co-wives, then it seems that it only fits according to Rabbi Meir's opinion and not according to the first opinion that we saw, that the co-wife would not be believed on the other woman, And therefore, like we saw at the beginning of the Mishnah, this wouldn't create any contradiction. So two choices down here. Either this woman is a woman who's not the actual wife, and then it goes by everybody, or this woman is the actual wife, and this is saying Rabbi Meir's opinion in that case, as opposed to the first part of the Mishnah, which said the Tanakhama's opinion in that case. That's the end of Mishnah Hei.